Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. The federal government faces a midnight Eastern Time Friday deadline for running out of funds, presenting House Speaker Mike Johnson with a challenging situation, much like that of his predecessor, Representative Kevin McCarthy. Johnson aims to avoid a right-wing rebellion while keeping the government operational. Simultaneously, the White House Office of Management and Budget has initiated communications with agencies to prepare for a potential government shutdown. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott has suspended his Republican presidential campaign. He had hoped his personal story and positive message would be enough to elevate his campaign, but he was unable to catch momentum in a crowded field dominated by former President Donald Trump. Tensions escalating in the war between Israel and Hamas.
2024 Republican presidential candidate and former U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, on Fox News Sunday, saying the U.S. needs to continue supporting Israel.
Us having the backs of Israel is hugely important. Us having the back of Ukraine is important because you've got an unholy alliance of China, Russia, and Iran all trying to intimidate us and intimidate our friends. Don't fall for it. The one thing that all of them fear is when we have an alliance that's strong and that we stand by.
The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry claims that more than 11,000 people have been killed in the fighting. I'm Skip Kelly.
Today, Donald Trump Jr. taking the stand again in his family's civil trial. He'll be questioned first by the defense lawyers representing him, his father, and other defendants. A state lawyer is also expected to question him on cross-examination. Trump Jr. is expected to testify today and tomorrow. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bae.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bae.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bae.com or just search for Sunnyvae heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunnyvae.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Everything is bigger in Texas, except the gas prices. Drivers in the Lone Star State have the nation's lowest gas prices. According to AAA, the average price of gas in Texas is $2.80 per gallon. Work on the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is underway. Lance Pry has more.
Crews are starting to decorate the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree in New York City. The 80-foot-tall Norway spruce will be decked out with more than 50,000 LED lights and topped with a 9-foot, 900-pound star with points in all directions. It will be covered in 3 million crystals. The lighting will take place in roughly 2.5 weeks on Wednesday the 29th.
Chef Gordon Ramsay might be tough in the kitchen, but he's a dad of six at home. He and his wife, Tana, just welcomed their sixth child to the family. He posted a photo of his third son, named Jesse James, on social media over the weekend. Researchers say they've located a so-called kill switch that can trigger the death of cancer cells. Scientists reportedly studying a protein in what's called the CD95 receptor. These proteins protein receptors live on cell membranes, and when activated, they release a signal that causes those cells to self-destruct, which could literally program cancer cells to die. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, the Word of God says, today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and cursings. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live. The evangelist and founder of Speak for Life, Dr. Alveda King, is with us, and she joins us now. Alveda, good to have you with us. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I've been looking forward. I've missed you because we haven't had a chance to talk between the two of us and our schedules. We've been so busy. And in fact, we're doing a daily TV show that I need to get you on as well. And we're going to schedule that later on. But today, it's so good to hear your voice.
Bill, I'm sorry. Could you repeat that question?
Well, I'm just saying that it's good to have you back on with us. You know, I had I'd shared that verse from Scripture about choosing life and death. And I really want you to maybe address to people, because sometimes, you know, we hear in the English language words like life and death, and we've become so casual about it that we really, I guess because of you know, what the book of Hebrews calls a lack of maturity, and a lack of wisdom, that we really have failed to see the spiritual component that is right in front of us these days. What do you say?
Let's discuss the culprit, and I want to be very candid because I'm a little bit guilty myself. I like shoot 'em up pictures and spy pictures. The people get shot, but then you see them in a new movie a few weeks later, so you know it's not real. I understand the reality, and I know when I'm watching that, if I'm watching James Bond or Star Trek or something. But children cannot distinguish between reality and fiction. So we have made death entertainment in our cultures around the world. Unfortunately. So that has not helped. And my kids were telling me the other day, all of my children are adults and I have grandchildren, but some of these rappers or things are actually shooting people for real and killing them and putting it on social media. And they're not, nobody is apprehending them.
Yeah.
So we have socialized death. We first socialized it, of course, with abortion and euthanasia and made it okay. So it's unfortunate. Now, so when we read life and death is in the power of the tongue, and those who eat it, you know, will have the result. But it doesn't, people don't even get it. And then God spoke about in the Bible, we know first that the death of Adam and Eve was first spiritual. Their bodies, because they had been designed to live forever, lasted 900 years or more. There are other people in the Bible who even lived longer. So when people hear that, it's not real, sadly. That's just my perspective. And like I said, I'm a little bit guilty because I like to watch some of these pictures as well. But I do understand that that's just Hollywood. And that
yes.
if someone is killed, their body is dead. And if they have not accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, their eternal soul is going to be in turmoil. I understand that. But many people don't.
Yeah. Well, we've been conditioned by the things of this world. And the thing that's amazing to me, Alveda, is that God in his grace and mercy understood this, and he understands it. He understands what we're going through, that he never wanted us to be living in this dichotomous, you know, complex situation that we call Earth today, and with all its evil influences. And we're, you know, we're being tossed around. If you're not anchored to God himself, to Jesus himself, then you are going to be swayed back and forth by the culture. And this is what's so confusing, especially, you know, we see what's going on right now with this war in Israel, with Hamas, people on the streets, they're out there. And just like it was with Black Lives Matter or Antifa, you know, they find out later on what the truth is. And, you know, then they get out of that parade. But hopefully, by the experience, they're all the wiser. And I think that some of these kids that are out there and, you know, and protesting, that their eyes would be opened up to what really is life and what is death, what's good and what's evil, right?
I'm glad you addressed that because I did a little piece and I wanted to do more, especially when the college students begin to just do all of these horrible, hateful things. And so I put out a piece two or three times and I said, Hamas people may be biologically Palestinian, mm-hmm. but all Palestinians are not Hamas.
Yes.
So this people perish for lack of knowledge, something just that simple. And people, one thing that people really didn't realize, if you really go back to the book of Genesis, God, of course, Abraham and Sarah's son was the child of the promise. And Christ, Jesus Christ, would come through that bloodline, but he came through that bloodline for everybody. For God
exactly.
so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, and that was going to be prophetic and a long-standing promise. Now, mm-hmm. God did say to Hagar's descendants with Ishmael, I'll bless you all too.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
so
exactly.
what happened, they got angry with they got angry because Ishmael was jealous. It was sibling rivalry. And everybody said, stop simplifying that. I said, look. If Ishmael thought that the God of Abraham and Isaac kicked him out, he didn't want that God. So that was wrong, and repentance had to come from all of Ishmael's descendants. But I have been in meetings. Have you ever seen this when you had a Hebrew, a Jew, and a Muslim, and they washed each other's feet and embraced and started crying?
Wow.
I've been in those ceremonies. I have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there are so many people, especially in Africa, and that's the other thing, what's happening to the Jews over in Israel is horrible, horrendous, and it's wrong. But we know of people in Africa who begin to accept Christ, and
yes.
they were being raped and beheaded and all of that.
Exactly, exactly.
So we needed to tell the whole story, show the whole picture, which, as you say, people are actually waking up and getting that understanding. And any of us who has a platform, you know, I always say every generation, that's 15 years, every decade, every 10 years, every platform, we need to tell the truth, Bill, as often as we can.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, I mean, here we are. This world is faced with, you know, according to my latest understanding and readings, is that we've got some 32 wars happening on the planet right now, Alveda.
Yeah.
32. And so all this is taking place. And again, the opportunity is, are we going to choose life and death? And even for the Palestinians that are not Hamas, God bless them. I pray that God's shalom would be about, would be, exactly. But Yeah, but I pray for the Palestinians that God's shalom would be about them, that they they would have the courage to throw Hamas out of their governance so that they could live in freedom. But there's no question. You know, that's easy for us to say because we're here and they're there,
and
it's their It's their children. It's their wives that are being beaten up. They're having bullets going overhead to try to get them to comply. But look, if anything is going to change this, if it is God's will, it will be God himself. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Alveda King after this.
Mother Network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Back when you're fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Alveda King is with us. We were just talking story about our family and getting caught up, and her mom will turn 92 next week. Wow. I was telling her, I said, can you imagine? I could be at her mom's feet for hours to hear the history and the stories. Oh, my goodness, Alveda. What a joy. And so happy birthday to Mom on the 17th, you know, right before Thanksgiving. So the King family, even more so to be thankful for, right?
Right. And my cousin Yolanda was born the same day. So a bit sweet a little bit, but all of that. And listen, I don't want to take too much time saying this, but people, if you heard that Alveda is now a farmer, mm-hmm. That's true. And everybody says, oh, no, what's she going to try to do next? So I had built myself for many, many years as an amateur gardener. Uh-huh. And out on social media, all that, grow things and all that. But every spring, I have to grow. If I don't, I get restless. And so somebody told me recently, Dr. King, you're a farmer. Let's go register you with the USDA, United States Department of Agriculture. So now I really am an authentic resource farmer. And when I can take you out in the garden and tell you why your plants are yellow and all that kind of thing. But we can also give other information. So Alveda is not just going around trying to make up something, folks. I am a resource farmer, and I'm glad to do that. I'm revamping my website, alvedaking.com, and we're storing and archiving a lot of material and using the newer information. So alvedaking.com, you can catch up with me. I'm still pro-life, pro-Jesus, pro-America. And but, Bill, I think I need your insight a little more along that. We were talking about the Bible and the Hebrews, the Jews, Palestinians, et cetera, and how this hate came about. But if we don't use these platforms that we have, people will remain in ignorance. Right. So can you explain a little of that?
Yeah, well, the first thing I want to go back and remind everybody, we've been, you know, this was something that I had read in my devotion, I think it was a week before last, from the book of Hebrews in the 5th chapter, verse 14. And it was, you know, the apostle was trying to grab the church, the young church, saying, you're stuck in your youth. You need to grow up because you are just living off of baby's milk and baby formula, and you need to start feasting on the solid word of God, because that's what matures you. Because when you're mature, get this part that just came screaming at me, Alveda, is that when you are mature, then you know the difference between good and evil, right? Well, I'll tell you, when I read that, the lights went on, and I'm just trying to, you know, encourage our audience. Look, you need to get mature, because right now, I mean, the Bible warned us, right? Warned us that there will be that time when good would be called evil, evil would be called good. Hello? What are we seeing right now? You know, we have this horrendous attack on Israel. Hamas, for about 5 seconds, was seeing what they did to women, dragging them in the street, raping them, putting their children in ovens, decapitating them. For a moment, only for a moment, was it regarded as evil. By the next day and the next news cycle, all of a sudden, Hamas were the victims.
We're heroes, you know.
Right.
Ridiculous.
Fighting warriors, you know, that kind of, liberators, that sort of thing. I mean, look at, this is what's happening with our world when we disconnected from the truth of God. Like you were saying, the truth is paramount. If we do not hold on to the truth with all our might, we're going to be in chaos like everybody else. We're going to be gender confused. We're going to be confused of who our enemy is. We're going to be confused over good and evil. And that is death, isn't it?
It is death. And it starts with the spirit, then the soul. Get seared and just confused, and then finally the body will follow. And then you say, well, how will the body follow? There are so many ways. You could get sick. You could catch various diseases from living sinfully. You could end up in a fight or some violence. There are all kinds of things that can happen. And
exactly.
So, and sometimes people actually just, you know, they say, you better calm down. You'll burst a gasket. So you could get a stroke or a heart attack or a seizure just from being mean and angry. People don't even understand that.
Exactly. Well, speaking mean and angry, I mean, this is what's been going on with Israel and the Arab nations, you know, for years. They call it ancient hatred, Dr. King. Yeah. This is going on for thousands of years, and here we are on the West, and we think somehow we can solve it. Much more complex, much more inherent. When children upon birth, even in their mother's womb, are bathed in the acidity of hatred, because, you know, it affects you. Biologically, hatred affects you, just like you were saying. You can come up with disease, you can come up with cancer, you can have a heart attack. This is how corrosive this is. And
bitterness,
the fact that
the bones, that's in the Bible, bitterness
exactly.
rots the bones. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and guess what? That's antithetical to God. Our Father does not want us to have this. Understanding that this is a fallen world and we must coexist with this. But this is the choice that we have, you know, before us, life or death. Death is all that evil stuff. It's all that corrosive crud that can enter into your life. But if you choose life and hold on to it, and that needs to be the critical question that we ask at every moment with every thought. Does this add or take away from life? And what's happened is in the Arab nations, amongst the Arab nations, their conscience, as you mentioned, made reference to, that their conscience even is so seared, they cannot see the difference between good and evil. And that, you know, this idea of a two-nation state, I mean, there's so much history in that situation and what happens and the United States getting involved. You know, Dr. King, every time the United States puts pressure on Israel to enter into a two-nation state, do you realize within 24 hours America is hit with a natural disaster? This is documented.
Mm-hmm.
Almost $1 trillion worth of damage,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You'd think we'd learn.
And in some cases, we have been too silent, too quiet, not saying and doing and reminded. So we just have to keep doing it, Bill.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I told our audience a couple of weeks ago, I said, you know what? God doesn't need a real estate agent. Okay? Did you hear me? I mean, this is like, this is insane. You know, this is God's land. He designated it for Israel. And guess what?
Really
right. And guess
and
what? It will
change.
Be fulfilled.
He won't change.
No.
He will not
no.
change.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, just in for your thoughts and in your sphere of influence, what is your read on what is going on? And I mean, you look at the signs and you think, in like Billy Graham said when he was asked if these were the last days, he said these are the last of the last days. And we see the proximity of it all. And I'm, you know, I don't know if God has a Nineveh moment for us, like the nation of Nineveh, they got a 100-year reprieve.
Yes,
I don't know.
He might. You never
yes.
know. But one thing people forget, end time, terror, scary. A long time ago when I first read Revelation, I was totally frightened.
Mm-hmm.
But now, today, all these years later, and I've been growing in Christ since 1983, pro-life, you know, pro-Jesus, pro-life, pro-human dignity and everything, Christ is coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. And so at the same time that all of the horrors and terrors are occurring, we're supposed to be like the 10 virgins with oil in our lamp.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we're being prepared as the glorious church without spot or wrinkle. So we are now not trying to defeat Satan, because Jesus did that on the cross. He said, it is finished. He went to hell and got the keys of hell and death. So now we have authority. We walk by faith. The just shall live by faith. That is us. And it's faith in the truth that we are more than conquerors in Christ. And we are occupying fully armored with all of our weapons that are not carnal but mighty. And this is our time to be the glorious church.
Amen. And we pray, especially for those babies that will be conceived in Ohio, Kentucky, Virginia, Pennsylvania, other states right now, as they continue to debate this issue of life and death, with all our hearts, we pray that the citizens there in these states would hold on and be adamant about choosing life, right?
Amen. I agree. Yes, sir.
Dr. Alveda King, where can they be in touch with the website to be in touch with you?
most easily nowadays, AlvidaKing.com. I'm singing and praying and teaching and talking and glorifying God. AlvidaKing.com.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
USA News Update. The federal government facing a midnight Eastern Time Friday deadline for running out of funds, presenting House Speaker Mike Johnson with a challenging situation, much like that of his predecessor, Representative Kevin McCarthy. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott has suspended his Republican presidential campaign. He had hoped his personal story and positive message would be enough to elevate his campaign. It was not. Tensions escalating in the war between Israel and Hamas once again. Today, Donald Trump Jr. will take the stand again in his father's civil trial. He'll be questioned first by the defense lawyers representing him, his father, and other defendants. A state lawyer is also expected to question him on cross-examination. Corey Myers, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how we doing, buddy?
Not so bad, Bill. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing good. I was just reading about what you had to experience last week. I just, man, that's, I think you're going to be processing that for a long time. Some have said who have seen, you know, this eyewitness video of the Hamas atrocities, that they've said that it is burned into their consciousness probably forever.
Well, I think that's true. I was fortunate to be invited by the Israeli Consulate General office here in New York City to attend a briefing for about 20 or so journalists last Friday in Manhattan, and they showed us a 40-minute film of the Hamas atrocities from the attack on Israel on October 7th. This is the first viewing of that footage outside Israel. It was quite something to watch. And yeah, the images were brutal. They were shot from a wide variety of sources. The Hamas guys, the terrorists, went in with GoPro cameras attached to them. So you got the terrorist eye view of what was happening. You had dash cam footage from inside people's cars. You had closed circuit TV from inside people's houses. You had traffic area, you know, footage on traffic circles and so on. And the intercut scenes from all these different sources of video. Also social media. Hamas took a lot of stuff and put it on their social media bragging mode.
Exactly.
And
right.
What you saw is, you know, starting off with these guys coming in, bursting through the border fence, and coming in. in on trucks, not on tanks, but on Toyota pickup trucks and so on, and going in very gleeful and excited, hey, we're going to go kill some Jews, this is terrific, yelling Allahu Akbar, et cetera. And they get to southern Gaza, and the first thing you see is people just driving along, minding their business, driving along the highways, and the Hamas guys jumped out, opened fire with machine guns, and you see these cars just start, you know, drifting off. Drivers being killed, they drift off and go into ditches. There's a camera inside a car. You see the guy driving along. The gunman comes out and starts shooting him. You see the windshield crack as the bullets come through, and then a couple seconds later, the car goes off the shoulder into a ditch as the driver's dead. They then approach this kibbutz, and this very cute black dog runs towards them. It looks like a black Labrador blend or a mix or something like this. And you know, like so many wonderful dogs. This was not a Doberman or a Rottweiler attacking. This is a cute dog thinking, oh, look, new friends.
Just welcome. Welcome to the property, right? Yeah, exactly.
Where's my doggy treat? No, please rub my belly. And this poor dog, they got a machine gun, opened fire, killed it. The both dogs dead on the ground. And then they proceed to go after the human beings, and they try to break into several houses. When they couldn't break in, they set them on fire. When they could break in, you see these Israelis who are not, these are not Israeli soldiers, you know, in uniform, ready to shoot back. These are people fast asleep at 6:37 in the morning on a Saturday,
exactly,
which is Shabbat, and also a Jewish holiday called Simchat Torah, celebrating the Torah. And this father gets up with his three sons. They're in their underwear. They run into a shelter, which is not a, which is designed basically to shield them from exploding bombs, from missiles. It doesn't have, it's not really secured, and you couldn't close it off. It's mainly designed to prevent blasts.
Exactly.
So they throw a grenade in. They kill the father. They kill one of the sons. Two of the sons got out. They drag him into the living room. And these guys are saying, one of them says in Hebrew, "Itai, I think we're going to be killed." I think they were then taken back to Gaza and held hostage. And then you just see one image after another of people dead in bed. People dead at a bus stop have been waiting to be picked up and taken somewhere, gunned down at a bus stop. You see these folks at the Raim, I think it's called Raim Music Festival, music, the dancing to kind of techno music. And
right, exactly.
They show up and mow down 260 of them, killed a bunch of their cars trying to escape, people killed in their cars. Some people were in their cars after they were killed. The Hamas terrorists took their bodies, threw their bodies on the highway, drove off and stole their cars, drove away with the cars. In some instances, they set these bodies on fire, so you see people on the side of the road burning. You saw people in their homes who were set on fire. Incredible image of a woman on her back who had been burned. You see her burned body, and her legs are in the air spread open because she'd been raped. So she'd been raped so much so that her legs are in the air spread apart, she's on the ground having been burned. So it's just one image like this after another. And these are, again, not soldiers at a military base in black jackets who are shooting, the Hamas guys shooting at them and them shooting back and having any kind of a fair fight. This was a total atrocious attack on unarmed civilians, a surprise attack, totally unprovoked. The Israelis up and shooting at them. The Israelis are at home fast asleep on a Saturday morning, and in come the Hamas terrorists to engage in not just widespread, vicious, cutthroat bloodthirstiness, but also the biggest single-day killing of Jews on the planet Earth since the liberation of Auschwitz and Buchenwald.
This is perpetrated upon innocence, is what you're explaining here. I mean, these are innocent Israelis going about their life at the conclusion of a special holiday and celebrating the Torah. You had the festival out there with all these young people, and of course, we saw footage and the pronouncement of the one gal who was a tattoo artist there, and they killed her. God only knows what else, but just for a finishing touch, they took her head off. So, and then for some people to say, well, you can't talk about somebody being decapitated. You've got some sort of special euphemism that you're supposed to use that somehow makes it not quite so brutal what they did. It's almost, DeRoy, that, with all these, all these protests that are going on around the world, I mean, from, Russia to the UN to university campuses and major cities, even here in the United States, it's almost like you want to pull out a big screen and show the evidence.
That's right.
Now what do you have to say, right?
Correct. You're absolutely right about this. And I think what Israel needs to do, Israel's been very shy. I think Israel's problem is they're too nice. Israel has said, well, we don't want to
They're like most civilized people of the West. We don't think like that. We don't think about lopping people's heads off and killing them in their sleep and, oh, let's murder your kids right in front of your eyes and, you know, abuse you and, you know, rape your mother and, you know, junk like that. That's just
on fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
We don't do that in the West. You know, when we engage in military action like the Israelis do, the Israelis have been attacking places where they're terrorists. They usually announce they're coming. They drop leaflets and flyers. They have something called a knock-knock bomb, which is basically a diffused bomb that falls on top of a building. People hear the big thud. They think, okay, well, we're going to be hit. We better run. So they give them a chance to run. These Hamas people never gave people a chance to run. They just opened fire and killed them. But what I think the Israelis really need to do is get this footage out. There's the sense that, you know, it's too rough to watch. We don't want to offend people. Look, if the Hamas attacked and left and then all would kill themselves, I'd say fine. There's no real need to get into this. But as you know, Hamas continues the attacks, and then Israel is losing the propaganda battle.
Exactly.
I just saw on TikTok there's something, the phrase "stand with Israel" has about 290 million hits. "Stand with Palestine" has 2.9 billion hits, 10 to 1.
Yeah.
So they need to get this message out. They need to show people who started this, how vicious they were, that they were not attacking soldiers on a base. They're attacking civilians at home, and then engaging these atrocious mutilation of bodies that appears like something out of the Middle Ages. And then maybe people will have some understanding of why Israel has responded the way that it has and why it needs to and should and it needs to continue until Hamas is completely exterminated. I think if they got that message out, these images should be available, the video should be available. They should be running 30 and 60 second commercials on television saying, you know, look who started this, look what they did, we need to stop it, stand with Israel. I mean, that needs stuff and it needs to be out there. And Israel should not be shy about this. It's too bad it's come to this, but when you've got people out in the streets not saying, let's support Israel, but people are running out saying, let's support Hamas, including members of Congress, I'm afraid it's come to the point where Israel needs to get much more active and much more direct and much more robust in getting these images out and educating the people of the world as to who the real bad guys are here. The bad guys are not Israel. Bad guys are Hamas.
Exactly. And beyond that, DeRoy, they've got to execute the campaign with finality. Israel in the past has done it to a point, whether you're talking the Six-Day War, whether you're talking the Yom Kippur War, you know, they win a victory and then they, you know, relent and they give back land and they try to play nice and, you know, I don't know, Jewish guilt, call it what you want. But, you know, they have to be really determined. It seems that they are, but they have to be really determined to really make sure that this not only makes a statement to Hamas, but to all these other radical terrorists organizations, whether it's Hezbollah or these other proxies that are coming out of Iran, to let them know for sure that this is their fate if they do anything like this to us, because we believe and we will act that it will never happen again. We've got to go to break. We've got more from DeRoy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances,
heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. DeRoy Murdoch continues with us. DeRoy is a Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. I recall what Golda Meir once said, DeRoy. She said, if the Arabs put down their weapons today, there will be no more violence. If the Jews put their weapons down today, there will be no more Israel. That really sums it up, doesn't it?
That sums it up beautifully. I believe she also said something like along the lines of this will not end until the Palestinians love their children more than they hate the Jews, or to that effect. Yeah. And that's exactly the case. Look, this was not a response from Hamas to any kind of a provocation or attack on the part of Israel. Israel's been fairly quiet towards Gaza for years. They left in 2008. Most people may not know this. You hear people like Joy Reid saying that this whole thing, the real problem there is the 56-year Israeli occupation of the West.
Yeah, exactly. What is she talking about?
What is she talking about?
Yeah.
Israel left in 2008. They said, here, it's all yours. You can have it. Do with it as you please. And the Gazans, the Palestinians in Gaza, had such a beautiful opportunity to take that and say, good, we finally got rid of the Israelis. We now can turn this into the jewel of the East Mediterranean. This could have been Dubai West. This could have been Hong Kong Northwest. This could have been Monaco South.
Exactly.
They have that long, beautiful strip of beaches. They've got great weather. And they could have brought in Club Med. They could have brought in the Hilton Corporation. They could have brought in hospital executives, financiers, and turned that into a combination of the beauty of Nice, France, coupled with, let's say, the banking secrecy of the Grand Caymans. And that place could be sparkly. It could be the kind of place where you and I say, hey, can we go visit Gaza next week?
Exactly. Let's go. Yeah. Right, exactly.
They could have done that. You know what they did? They said, no, let's not do that. Let's turn this into a giant launching pad for Jew-killing rockets. That's the only export they have is Jew-killing rockets. That's the only thing that comes out of Gaza. And that's not the fault of Israel. That's the fault of the Palestinians and Hamas and the other people who took this golden opportunity from 15 years ago, and turn that place into a killing machine. That's all Gaza is. So Israel has to go in and neutralize the killing machine. And that's sad and a pity, but that's where they are. They have no other choice.
Yeah, it's, you know, as they say, you may not be interested in war, but war's interested in you. And look what's going on. You and I talked about this last week, Leroy, is that they were doing everything they could to avoid a regional outbreak. But Iran is fanning the flames. You've got, according to one CBN reporter who told me yesterday, so Bill, we're fighting five fronts. You know, everybody thinks two, maybe three. It's now five that we're dealing with right now, because they got the north, the south, and of course the West Bank, and you've got a couple of proxies, Iranian proxies there that are firing stuff off, and then of course, just, you know, as an added bonus, you got the Houthis, you know,
Yemen.
Yeah, exactly. It's so they're all surrounded, and then you've got Iran meeting with Russia, and look at, according to, you know, those of us who read the Word of God and look at Bible prophecy, you know, Russia is part of end times prophecy, and they're getting pulled into this. Now, will they actually come down? Is this the time that they will come down? Only God knows, but it's this thing could, I mean, we're like nanoseconds away from World War III, the way I look at it.
Yeah, it's terrifying, and the only reason that this is a six-front, or a five-front war, not a six-front war, is that the what would be the sixth front is the Mediterranean Ocean. And thankfully, the sharks and the barracudas are not coming out to attack the Israelis. That's the only thing missing here. But look, you're right. This whole thing could escalate very quickly. Russia could get involved. China's been supportive of Iran over the years. Apparently on social media, TikTok, as you know, is owned by the Chinese, and pumping all sorts of pro-Palestinian propaganda. So they may be fighting sort of a cyber front in this whole battle, if you will. And yeah, this whole thing could escalate very rapidly. And Joe Biden seems disengaged. He's off, you know, off the beach house every weekend. I've not seen him on air in a couple of days. They just seem to be totally adrift. The U.S. border is wide open.
Exactly.
I just heard a couple hours ago, apparently they've caught people at the border with IEDs, with improvised explosive devices, the kind of things that killed our soldiers in Iraq over the when we were deeply involved there. So we could have a sixth front being the U.S. border with Mexico, the quote unquote border.
Well, Hezbollah's in Mexico right now, DeRoy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. And you add that to the cartels and the network that they've already established within the United States. I mean, we got danger here, Will Robinson. I mean, to the point that now you even got, you know, Christopher Wray, the FBI director, admitting, yeah, we're at a threat level, an unprecedented threat level. No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding. Gee, and who do you have to thank for that? You know, they can't blame Donald J. Trump for this. You know, we had a total of 11 people on the terrorist watch list caught at the border with Mexico when Trump was president. Under Biden, I believe the number is 267.
Right.
It's up like 25, 26 fold. It's astonishing. And again, I don't see any effort to slow things down. They're not saying, okay, things are out of control. We finally need to close the border because of what's going on in the Middle East and the threat that Hamas, Hezbollah, or maybe even just some guys not involved with Hamas or Hezbollah, but he comes across the border, he gets here, he gets radicalized by, you know, the Hamas, the lobby here in the country, and he decides, okay, I'm going to do my own jihad. I'm going to get a gun and open fire at, you know, a Christmas tree lighting or God only knows what. And so there's no effort, you know, wide open, come on in, help yourselves. And I got to tell you something, if one of these things, if we have a terrorist attack that kills or wounds Americans, and it turns out to be someone who came across the border under Joe Biden, he should resign that day. You know what? I apologize. I resign and just go crawl back into his little cubbyhole in Delaware and leave us alone.
See, we'll DeRoy, how unlikely would it be that America could see firsthand something that the Israelis saw out of the Gaza because of the threat nature where we are right now? And these people, these uncivilized people, and we talked about civilized people who have a respect for humanity. This is absolute rank evil that is coming through our southern border. And is that what it's going to take for America to finally wake up to see the danger here? I mean, H.R. 2 has been, you know, passed by Congress, what, for over a year now, and the Senate still hasn't picked that up. And they just keep, you know, talking about all these other things other than our national security. If anything, it's, you know, Joe Biden, as you say, he's MIA on that issue. Mayorkas, what a joke. I mean, you know, I got to tell you, I came from a business background. People like that wouldn't even last a month in any of the businesses I work for. The level of incompetence. And the thing is that I maybe I give him too much credit by even saying that's incompetence, because the truth of the matter is this is exactly what Joe Biden, Mayorkas, the NGOs, and the globalists want. They want us to have open borders and to follow the lead of these European nations, and look what's happened to them where they're at right now.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think this is incompetent. I think, if anything, Mayorkas is doing exactly what Joe Biden wants. He's doing a really good job of it, and he's succeeding. I think, you know, I've described the destruction of the U.S.-Mexico border as one of Biden's great successes. I don't like it. I hate it. You hate it. Our listeners hate it. Everyone hearing our voice right now hates it. But from the standpoint of Joe Biden and the Democrat Party, their whole goal was to import basically a permanent governing majority in terms of voters. And
exactly.
We had about at least 6 million, it could be 8 million or 9 million people come across the border. And I think their calculation is that at least these people are going to vote at least 51% Democrat, if not 50%, 60%, whatever, and that they're going to come in and start voting, not just when they get naturalized, you know, get amnesty and naturalized, but could be as early as next year. I mean, if Pennsylvania, for example, just said you don't need to register to vote. They'll have same-day registration. So to show up at the polls, they go, okay, you're not registered. Here's your ballot. That's without looking into the is this guy a citizen?
Legit. Yeah, exactly.
Card legit or not. Here's your ballot, sir. And then maybe they find out a few weeks later that person wasn't qualified to vote. But, hey, that guy's ballot's in the pile. We don't know. We can't fish it out. So
exactly.
And imagine these people will say, well, Biden let me in. I love Joe Biden. And they vote Democrat. That's the whole plan here. And Biden and Mayorkas and the rest of them have done a magnificent job of executing that plan. I think it's vile, evil. It should be. I think it's treason is what it is. But from the standpoint of what they want, I think they've done a great job. And I think the destruction of the border is, from Joe Biden's standpoint, his biggest success by far.
Exactly. And he's following the lead of these European countries. And look at their stories. They're all a disaster. Some have been able to unwind, but most, they're living with the problem. I mean, in France, you got no-go zones. I mean, we're starting to have no-go zones here in America, DeRoy, where you can't go.
There are no-go zones or police not France, the United States of America.
Yeah, exactly.
Our own American police say, you know, we should probably stay out of there. I can tell you that in Arizona, just sort of a little bit between Phoenix and Tucson, I can't tell you precisely where, but a friend of mine is a state senator, Neil K. Carter, a state senator in Arizona, took me there, and there's a sign that said, basically, you know, cross this line at your own risk. Anywhere below here is dangerous. And that's not a border. That's probably a good 70, 80 miles into the United States, and there's a sign saying, if you cross this line, you know, good luck, hope you make it. And this is 90 miles into the United States, 80, 90 miles into the United States of America.
Cross the border, bring ammo.
Yeah, exactly. Or stay in Phoenix and don't go south of ASU.
Unbelievable. Yeah, this is where we have about a minute left here. The level of anti-Semitism is so unbelievable how it's been revealed. And Christopher Wray, like I said, you know, said 2.4% of the American public is what the Jewish population represents in America, 2.4%. Mm-hmm. But yet, 60% of all religious hate crimes are targeted at Jews. Now, I don't know how that squares up with, you know, wonderful Corinne Jean-Pierre that said, the Jews are hardly, hardly attacked. It's Muslims that are getting attacked.
Yeah. Yeah, the problem with anti-Semitism is really Islamophobia. Yeah, astonishing comments to come from the spokesman for the White House.
The Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Thank you very much.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
right? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety?